Welcome back to Missouri Legislative Update. We're now in the Senate chamber and talking with Senator Paul Lavoda, who represents the 11th Senatorial District. He's from Independence. The topic today is economic development. I think if you were to ask all 34 senators, you would probably get 30 to 34 different answers on what the answer is in terms of economic development. What do you see as a need, a top need? Let's start with that for Missouri.
Well, we have a real opportunity for economic development, and it's if we do Medicaid expansion. If we did Medicaid expansion, it would allow not only 300,000 Missourians have coverage with health care who currently don't, we would pull down about $2.2 billion from the federal government. That would help our hospitals, our providers, and is all a fairness issue, but also a real economic development issue. It's right there for us to do. Many other states, most other states, have created their own way to expand Medicaid and take advantage of that federal money. But there just seems to be in this chamber a dogma that is against anything that has to do with health care. And it's really frustrating because it's the best economic development tool we have right there that we could take advantage of.
We've heard over the last, I want to say 2 years now, on this very topic, that there's a timeline, at least of sorts, that if we don't get, quote unquote, get in on it now, the window of opportunity runs out. Is that still the case?
Well, kind of. For the first 3 years, the federal government would supply 100% of the cost for it. After that, it's 90% of the cost. But if you look at the numbers, it doesn't cost Missouri taxpayers anything up to 10 years because of savings and also the increased coverage. So this helps hospitals, providers, small business people who would have an opportunity to have health care that they otherwise wouldn't. This is a golden opportunity for us, and we continually pass it by. It's really frustrating.
And we've seen more states, governors and legislatures, general assemblies across this nation have started to move in this direction.
That's right. And, you know, when a very conservative legislature and governor like Kansas has starts talking about this issue, Alabama has done it. It comes to make us look even silly that we aren't trying to come up with a Missouri solution for this.
The bonding proposal, as was on the table through SCRs 8 and 9, is also a Senate bill that takes, I believe, $200 million. Is this a good idea? Is this something the projects involved that are needed?
Well, I think it's a good idea. The projects are public buildings or higher ed, and I think they're valuable projects. I think the Senate has done a good job going through some really needed infrastructure demands at public buildings or at higher ed. Additionally, you know, we talk about economic development a lot in this chamber, and it's either tax credit or tax cut, but in truth, if we would do our job as state government by having good infrastructure, good buildings, that basic services that people need, businesses will come along there. And I think we've missed that in this chamber quite a bit, and I'm glad that we have a bonding bill this year.
Another aspect of this bill is, at least in those who have talked about it before, is that this is not building statues to people.
Right.
This is needed classroom space and 21st thinking, 21st century thinking on where we need to be.
Absolutely. And some of the projects include infrastructure for community colleges that's in my district. I have two of them there. And that will make it easier for those students that are trying to go get their degree at a community college because they're not going to have to pay for that. We'll bond it the other way, which keeps their tuition down, which makes them better employees in the future, and on and on and on. This is the type of foundational thing we should be doing. I'd like to see us do more of it.
How close or far are we as a state to moving toward a $10 or $15 per hour minimum wage?
You know, I think we're getting closer and closer. I have a bill to increase the minimum wage to $10. There has been a national movement up to $15, but we may not have the cost of living that would have a $15, but $10 is a reasonable amount. It makes a lot of sense to do that. And I think the president said during the State of the Union that if you don't think it's too low, then try to live on that wage, on the minimum wage. And I think that really sunk in to people around the country, knowing that we should increase the minimum wage. And I'm hoping that we can do that with my bill.
Missouri has its own wage, separate from the federal wage, and indexed, yes, I believe, to inflation.
Yeah, indexed to the federal as well.
Okay.
Yes. And my bill says $10 an hour and also tied to the federal as well. So as cost of living would go up, it would go up. And I think that, and you know, talk about economic development, that would give a shot in the arm to many workers in the state. That would increase their buying capacity, and they would spread it around and build our economy. A little different from what we've talked about in this chamber in the past with the tax credit or tax cuts that only are for people making over $500,000 a year. This is for real Missourians who are here to build our state.
How serious is the need to reform tax credits in this state?
You know, I think there's a serious need. I think when you have different tax credits that seem to grow without discussion by the legislature, I think it's time that we look at those. One of the frustrating things I think that we find in here is that some folks are tax credit for everything, and some folks are get rid of all of them, when in truth, we need to have sound tax policy that puts tax credits and tax cuts as well into those things that actually build the economy. I have a bill that would give Missouri the earned income tax credit like a federal does. That would help so many working Missourians around the state, and that, again, from foundation up, would build our state.
It's those, the tax base and the tax credits that seem to be of great importance in,
right,
some estimations. But again, like you say, there's some who say, don't we need any tax credits?
Right, and you know, again, tax policy has to be smart. We can't just cut our way to growth. We have to be very strategic in the way we do that.
If this tax credit reform were to come to fruition, is it this year? Is it? This has been another one of those issues that's just been around,
yeah,
for forever, seems like now.
Yeah, I don't think there's appetite for it this year, and it's unfortunate. It's just a few years ago we had something that was a combined effort out of the Senate. The House didn't think it was right, and then it just died. And we have to be smart about this, and maybe put those ideas about these things that we bring to us and look at the facts.
These continue to be the issues. When you talk about taxes, that's the huge, probably the biggest deal to a lot of people in Missouri as far as what they pay, how they're paid, et cetera. And these are issues we continue to watch as the legislative session rolls on. We thank Senator Lavota.
Thank you.
We thank you for watching.
Thank you.